We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock. One line open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And on the line with us now is Jim in Plainville, who is doing the WebRoot system. It's kind of a system diagnostic that you're running. And WebRoot is saying that you're running low, you have low RAM graphics. Graphics RAM is low is what it says, right, Jim?
Correct.
So what that is, and it's basically telling you your laptop is using, as I suspected, onboard video RAM. It's kind of sharing whatever. Let's say you have 8 gigs of RAM on your computer, your laptop. Part of the RAM is being used for graphics. And it's just saying, look, if you're having trouble with your laptop, it's going to be due to this. So if your folks are having problems streaming or looking at movies or videos or doing any kind of graphical work, whether it be CAD, it's going to say, look, you know, obviously this is a problem because it's onboard RAM. So, but if you're not having a problem, Jim, it's okay.
Well, if I just look at a little 30-second clip video, it has to spool up. I mean, it'll stop after it goes 4 seconds and spool up and run another 12 seconds. And
wow. What kind of internet do you have? What's the bandwidth on your internet?
I'm not sure. It's Comcast.
We'll do a speed test. So we have to always start there. So think of the internet as your water service coming into your home. You need about a half-inch copper pipe, right, or whatever it is, three-quarter-inch copper pipe coming into your house so everyone can take a shower or what have you. Same thing with the internet, right? So you need to have at least 50 megabits or so for the average home to run fine on the internet. If you're running a really slow 5 or 6 megabit or 10 megabit connection, that might be part of your problem. Have you done a speed test?
Not recently. It's really bad when I take it up to my summer place because it's a satellite dish, and I know that rots. That's all. It feels to me like dial-up.
Yep.
But it's just recently that I've noticed it's doing it on the Comcast here at home, so I haven't run a speed test.
Well, do a speed test. So if your internet speed, if you want to do it now, you can. You can just type in Xfinity speed test, and you can see what the speed is. And while you're doing this, I'm going to bring this up because recently my oldest son moved out. Yay! He's out. And he and his buddies went and got an apartment. And the cable company guy came out, and I was going to connect up their internet. And he's telling these three guys, well, you know, this internet's going to be 300 megabits down, 200 megabits up. And I'm standing there saying, guys, you don't need that. Period. You don't need that. It's going to cost them X. Literally, the installer was acting like a sales guy to upsell them, trying to say, hey, look, you know, this is all I have in the van. I don't have a modem. I can't get you the slower speed. I mean, it was a knockoff $20 or $30 a month for the slower speed. So there's a bit of a scam going on with these internet companies where they come out to install this new service for you. Don't let them get away with the fact that they're going to say, well, I don't have the modem in the van.
It's a setting in the modem.
It's ridiculous, yeah. So, number one, three guys in an apartment would be happy as clams with 100 megabit speeds, even 50 megabit speeds, happy as clam. 300 is insanity. You don't need a 16-inch water pipe to deliver streaming to your machines.
But
your
I'm
devices.
The cable company, and I could make more money.
That's the thing. They want to sell you for not using the space, not using the actual bandwidth. So be careful about that. Now, in your case, Jim, you did the speed test while I was talking, right? What do you got?
Yeah, it says download speed 2.5.
2.5?
Yeah.
On a cable service? How much are you paying for that?
Oh, way too much. I know that.
So 2.5 is awful. It's dial-up.
It's like 0.01 of what you should be getting.
Yeah, you need to have that at 50. All right, 50 is a good, or even 25, I bet
you. Just tell them to fix it.
Yeah, you got a problem. Exactly, Bob. You have a problem with your internet. There's no way. Now, if they're charging you 50 or 60 bucks for 2.5, you're literally taking your internet through a straw. And it's not even a normal straw, the one that's illegal. You know, it's not even a normal plastic straw.
It's a drink stirrer.
Exactly. It's a drink stirrer straw, which will be illegal, too. You have to use your fingers going forward. but that's what you're trying to view, and that's why your machine is doing so poorly, because you're giving it nothing to view the content. So 2 megabits is awful.
So I'm going to have to call up Comcast and give them holy what for.
Well, first, look at your bill. If they're charging you 60 bucks for 2 megabits, that's on you. They shouldn't do it to you, but they're saying, "Hey, here's what Jim wants." They should be charging you about 60 bucks, or let's say a buck a megabit. It should be 50 bucks for 50 megabits. That's really what we should be looking at. It really should be even 50 cents a megabit, but because there's no competition, we're getting billed much more than we should. But 2 megabits is incorrect. You need 50 is plenty. Is it just you and your wife, or just you and yourself?
Yeah, it's just my wife and I.
50 megabits is all you need. 25 would be great, too, but 2 is really kind of impossible.
All right. And I shall certainly give them a call on Monday.
Monday? They work today.
Yeah, I know, but I have to be somewhere in a little while. Right now, it's spinning around here on upload speed.
Yeah, forget it. It's so slow, it can't even tell you what the upload speed is. Your upload speed is going to be probably half a megabit.
Upload.
Yeah, you don't have internet. For all intents and purposes, you don't have any internet.
Oh, that's sweet. I love to give them money for nothing.
That's where it is, Jim.
Well, it's like working with the state.
Exactly. There it is.
You don't have to work with the state. No. They're going to take it
Take
anyway.
It anyway. All right, Jim. Good luck, sir.
Bag from the store.
All right. Bye-bye. The issue is this, right? I mean, so my kid moves out, and the internet installer is trying to upsell him to 300 megabits. Where they only need about 50 to 100 for 3 guys. And this poor guy is trying to run on 2. Think of internet as your water service, right? So I can't say this enough, because even I was actually arguing with the internet installer, telling me I'm wrong. I'm like, buddy, I'm not wrong. think of it, the internet, as your water service. You do not need a 16-inch water main connecting up to your house to take a shower. Just look at this, 16 inches. I mean, that's huge. That's what the internet, that's what these folks are trying to sell you when they sell you 300 megabit services or gigabit services. You don't need that. You're going to be trickling through. You're not going to get the content delivered any faster per se for your home. Now, for businesses, this is all different. But for home, where you're looking at 5 users or 6 users, 50 to 100 megabits, plenty of bandwidth. Don't let them oversell you. All right, we're going to go to Chuck in Durham next. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good for a Saturday. How are you doing?
Very well. My daughter purchased a refurb PC.
Yeah.
I think it's an i5 HP with an SSD and Windows 10.
All right.
It has not come out of the box yet.
Okay.
I'm considering installing Webroot.
Good.
All right. And I noticed this morning when I was looking at the sales literature, mm-hmm, for Webroot,
mm-hmm,
that it includes a password manager.
Okay, well, I don't know that I would mess with that.
Huh. You just scooped up my next 6 questions.
Yeah, so my password manager is are index cards.
Yeah, I know, and I've been using on my PC a Norton password manager, which I love.
Okay.
So I said, well, that's great. You know, I'm going to put Webroot on hers,
mm-hmm,
and then maybe buy another Webroot on mine. And then I realized that I could probably buy one Webroot for 5 machines. Mm-hmm. And I got to the question, are the passwords shared over all of devices?
Right. So, I think you can buy a subscription to handle multiple devices, yes. I think you can.
Would the passwords be shared across those devices?
Oh, that I don't know. I don't use their password manager. I use index cards.
I use a Rolodex.
Yeah. I know it sounds old school and people are chuckling out there.
No. I just got a zillion and a half passwords to things that I go into every 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful to have that thing out there.
Sure, until it becomes a victim.
Until somebody gets it, I know.
Until somebody hacks it.
Right, and all my passwords are gone or
They just become public knowledge. That's all.
You know. Yeah, I hear you.
When your 401k is gone and your bank account's empty,
you're going to be like, geez, I wish I had some place to put my stuff safely. And it's a, called
an
index card.
I won't need a password manager.
No, you won't. So,
all right. So we don't know the answer to that. So,
yeah, I don't know how good it is. I'm sure it's fine. I mean, Webroot's a good company, but I haven't had any experience with it. But the antivirus is tremendous. So,
okay.
Quantum computers are coming.
Yeah. For password managers?
Well, they'll be able to crack the current encryption technology in a matter of minutes instead of years.
Then we won't need passwords anymore.
All right. I will remove the existing factory antivirus.
Yes, do that.
And is Webroot good on mobile devices?
I have not used it on mine, but we do offer it even to our client base. It does work. It does work. It's definitely something that I'd recommend. However, ESET is another competitor to Webroot, and you can get a free antivirus tool from them for now. On your mobile device, but if your subscription includes it, I would recommend using it. Sure.
Yeah, well, it's like it's an upsell.
Okay.
You know, they ask you all these questions: how many PCs, how many of them mobile, you know.
Yeah, so there's going to be a little bit of extra charge. But yeah. I mean, Webroot's a great product, so I would recommend that. It does work well. I don't use it. I use ESET.
Okay. Second subject: OpenDNS.
Yes.
I have the settings installed on my router.
Nice.
In my house.
Beautiful.
So any PC in my house is good.
Right.
So do I need to do the same on this new refurb PC so that when it leaves my house...
Yes, you do.
And it will not conflict when it's in my house.
It will not. So if you go ahead and put the OpenDNS settings in the DNS areas of her... This is your daughter, you said,
yes,
right?
Yes.
In her network settings, if you put those IPs in there, she will be generally much more safe than when she's running the DNS from wherever she's sitting. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, God only knows where she goes, and it's none of my business.
Yep.
All right. You've answered my two questions.
All right. Very good.
All right. Thank you very much. Next week, I'll have another.
All right. We'll be here for you, Chuck.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines wide open. We went through all your calls. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey. He's an MCSE at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Everything's posted live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. So, Avast. I always think of pirates when I hear about Avast. Avast is a Czech Republic company, if you did not know that.
So how do you know they're not pirates over there?
That's true. So Avast has become hacked again. These guys have had some issues before, and they were hacked by spies who stole its passwords, is the Forbes article. And we'll put the link up here for you. They boast 400 million customers. And it turns out the bad guys came through a VPN into their network, into Avast network, and it seems they might have even gained administrator privileges of Avast's network. They were targeting CC Cleaner. We'll put a link up here for you if you're a Avast user. But a lot of people find it, you know, eye-opening when I tell you that Avast is a Czech Republic company. Again, it's up to you if you want to run your security out of, former Eastern Bloc nation. I don't know. I don't. I'm sure there are fine folks out there, but I'd rather have my security run by folks in the U.S. who have their problems too. Don't get me wrong. But it just seems silly to be running any kind of security tool like Kaspersky, right? I mean, it's a Russian company. You don't want your antivirus.
They wouldn't spy on Americans.
No, of course not.
It never would happen. No. Come on.
It's just amazing the stuff that we stick on our systems, whether they be our phones, whether they be what have you. The apps you guys are loading to make your Snapchats look funny are, so many of them are malicious. You're literally giving folks access to your stuff and can't help you. Just because you download it from the Apple Store or from the Google Play Store doesn't mean it's safe necessarily. I tell you to stop, but I know you're not going to until they drain your bank account. Let's go to Bill in West Hartford. Hey, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I have a Microsoft Surface Pro, and I've been running Windows Defender on it for a couple of years.
Sure.
Recently, my employer said if I want to access their system, I have to use the enterprise version of some hand tech that they use.
Right.
Their antivirus. My question is, will I be able to either uninstall or turn off Windows Defender, and or do I run two antivirus programs?
Defender will turn itself off when it notices a more professional antivirus has taken its place. Once it's been usurped by a real antivirus program. Defender, we used to talk about it as being something people could use for home in the past, but the idea that having Microsoft's antivirus software defend Microsoft's operating system just seems such a bad idea more and more these days that we can't in good conscience recommend it anymore. So Defender will turn itself off when you load the enterprise flavor of Symantec on your machine.
And what about all the other things that I do with Microsoft, the updates and whatnot? That'll continue to work?
That'll continue to work the way it's always worked for Microsoft, either poorly or well.
All right, very good. So thank you very much. It answered my question.
You're welcome, Bill. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Defender is not – you just can't. I mean, it's the fox guarding the hen house. Microsoft recently updated their operating system, and it broke Defender. Can't make it up, but you can. It's Microsoft. Let's go on to Lori in Deep River. What's up, Lori?
Hey, good morning. We're ditching Frontier after they broke up some promises because the price was going up every single month, going up for still that just 5 megabits of download.
5 megabits, huh? That drink straw worth of bandwidth.
That's about it, and it's a tight straw.
Yeah.
But it had worked many years for us, just the two of us, so
sure.
That's fine.
Yep.
But we're getting rid of it because they, you know, the prices were going up, and they said, oh, we don't honor our misquote.
Mm.
Not my problem. You sent me the loyalty. They gave me the price, whatever.
Yeah.
So we're having to do the terrible option of going back to the only other internet game in town of Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to rent a modem
right.
from them. Forget that. We went to Best Buy or whatever. Sorry,
yeah, that's okay.
That.
You can. You went to a big box store and you found a Comcast
box,
modem.
Yeah, and the kid that was there gave us an Aeris.
Okay.
And it's the DOCSIS 3.0 cable modem with Wi-Fi router, and it has McAfee, but we're going to put the OpenDNS on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be doing that to it. But I've never heard of Aeris.
Aeris is big.
That's by Motorola.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you're fine. And as long as you have control of it, it's a modem router, you're saying?
It's a modem router, yeah.
Okay. And if it'll work with Comcast, you're in great shape. You can then configure OpenDNS on the DHCP area of that device so that when anybody comes to your home, they're protected.
Change the default password.
Yes.
Change the default password? Gee, I've never heard of doing that before.
Good.
Okay.
Glad you listened to the show, I guess.
Once or twice, yeah. I've called in. And the motorcyclist that videoing.
Yeah,
we got it to kind of work over by what the other gentleman had recommended.
Nice.
Can't tell you what it is right now. It's
That's
on
fine.
My husband's computer. Yeah. But you said configure where?
So in your Aeris router, you're going to log into it as the local gateway, and you're going to configure DHCP services, which is the thing that hands out IP addresses to all the devices that come into your network, whether they be phones or laptops or gaming systems.
Okay.
And within that area, you're going to configure the DNS settings of OpenDNS to be handed out along with the IP address.
Okay.
So if you do that, you will definitely greatly improve the security of anyone who enters your network. All right, Laurie. So, yeah, that's a good thing. And what are you going to get for bandwidth? You're going to get, you don't need more. You're only running at 5 now.
Yeah, I know. The package was $49 for 200.
Yeah, 200.
I know. It's way overkill.
It's for a year.
It's going to be for a year.
It's for a year, and then they said call back just before the year to get the next promo package.
Yeah. Well, good luck on that, because you're going to say, well, 200 megabits, that's going to cost you $180.
They said it'll be 89, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I know. We may change it.
Well, good luck.
So, all right. And the other thing you were saying, Avast, which I do have, yeah. but I missed the first part of your thing.
Well, they were just recently hacked. We'll put a link up here for you. It's a Czech company. I would recommend moving to Webroot.
Okay.
All right.
Webroot. Got it. All right.
All right, Laurie.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Three lines open for you. Feel free to get online through the news, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about posted live by Mike G over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. We'll be right back.
Andrea Obstin, president of Andrea Obstin Marketing Communications in Bloomfield, has been with Tab Computer Systems for over 30 years. She's had time to notice just how dedicated Tab's techs can be.
The most recent example of their persistence and their care was that I purchased a new computer and I did it on my own, which was a mistake. And there were some real serious problems with the way that software was installed.
Here's how Tab exceeded her expectations.
They never gave up. They actually were more bugged by things that were problems than I was. They wouldn't let it go. In this case, they literally had to strip all the software out and put it back in. And they never, never gave up until they were happy that it was working completely.
For above and beyond service, call 1-888-TAB-4-HELP, 1-888-TAB-4-HELP, or visit tabinc.com. Technologies advancing business. Tab Computer Systems.
WTIC News Talk 1080, the proud voice of Connecticut's capital and your home for New England Patriots football. WTIC, WTIC HD and 96.5 FM HD2 Hartford. Radio.com station. The news starts now.
10 o'clock, Hartford temperature 53 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Silva. WTIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.